every year around this time, opening up in Gibsonia is a great model train exhibition that you can come and see. It's the 34th annual, this year, Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum Holiday Show. It runs now through January 15th, 2023. And Bill Humphrey is here to join us to talk about this year's show. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being here. And, you know, this is a wonderful independent museum that does great work showcasing beautiful, beautiful trains. Tell us about what folks can see.
Well, we got a couple new things this year. The one is that we have a suspended ceiling railroad downstairs, a D scale, that runs around and has some interesting cars on it. The train pulls it around and around as it goes.
And when you say suspended ceiling, do you mean you look up at it? So it's actually
you look up at it from underneath, like you were like a rabbit looking up at it, at the train going by. But you can see it from across from one another and see it going around the room. It's quite a big
circle
around the room downstairs. And the other big thing that we have new this year and we're working on is it's been a huge project. We're working on the J&L steel mill that was along the parkway. Of course, the parkway isn't built yet in our display of 1953, but this is a very, very nice beginnings of the display. It's all hand-built. You know, most of it, a lot of it's been 3D printed and other parts and pieces, but that's the only way you can make it as accurate as we can in the space allowed.
I was curious how you go about reproducing a steel mill. You don't exactly go to a hobby store and say, I would like the J&L blast furnace kit. How do you do that?
Well, what it is after a lot of research and laying out the tracks on a big printer that we have, prints 36 inches wide by how many ever feet long we want, got the tracks worked out, then you work on this and we custom built the switches, and we're now working on some more track work. Then we're working on the various buildings. And yes, you're very correct. You can go into the hobby store and buy generic steel mills, okay? But the J&L's much bigger than these generic ones, which are designed for a model railroad, of course. And ours are very big, so we're working with parts and pieces and cutting and sawing and sanding and putting things together, 3D printing items, and putting on fancy stairs and working on lights and everything else. And it's going to be a long process. Of course, one of the other new things we did this year was the Glenwood Roundhouse.
I'd like to hear more about that. Is that the same? Glenwood, not, I was thinking Hazelwood, but I've seen the Hazelwood Roundhouse, which is this amazing building, and I would imagine the Glenwood Roundhouse is similar, at least in structure.
Well, it's similar is that it's a roundhouse to hold steam locomotives, but unfortunately, because of the way the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad and now what we're showing, it was a very cobbled together building, and it has a flat roof rather than whatever. And the roof, not only that, it was added on to make it bigger over the years because they just, they weren't planning ahead, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain runs into the middle of the roof, and it has to come down in the middle. And it's like, who would ever build a building like that? Well, guess what? The railroad did.
They're usually a little better than that. So you've reproduced it flaws and all, when you put it back?
Well, we reproduced it as it was, and unfortunately people look at it and go, who in the heck designed that? Just like with the steel mill, it's like, oh my gosh, is this big.
Wow. It's really got to take so much painstaking work to do this. It never occurred to me that three-dimensional printers would be used in trying to help create some of the topography and the pieces that go together. Is there anything else new? There's not as if there needs to be something new. It's a huge exhibit as it is, but anything else to look for this year?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, not necessarily you're going to look at it and say that's new, but we planted trees 30 years ago. So it was time to harvest them for wood, and we had to reforest the area.
I like it.
In other words, we upgraded the trees that we put in 30 years ago because, you know, when we put them in, that was state-of-the-art, but 30 years later, state-of-the-art is much different. So we're working on, quote, deforesting, cutting down the trees for wood. No, not really, you know, because they're model trees. But, I mean, this is what you do. We're constantly upgrading things. So you look at the area, you go, oh, that looks nice. Yeah, because we took all the trees about 70, 80 acres worth of trees, scale acres.
Wow. You
know, and do this. But this is what needs to be done, just like we've, believe it or not, repaved some roads.
Well, yeah, there's a public works department. That's what's kind of fun. You know, you could really lose yourself in the world that you've created or recreated here. Now, the museum is in Gibsonia, and we've linked to the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum website. How can folks best find out about hours and such? Is that the easiest way to do it?
Probably the easiest way is actually just typing into the web, WPMRM.org, and that's the initials of the museum, and then it'll bring it up, and we can get directions, and you can find hours. And by the way, we're having classes, and so you can see what types of classes we're having in the springtime for model railroaders and so on, and then people are interested in, you know, that and so on. So that's probably the easiest way is just go to our website and find out the information. Just type in your zip code and bingo, comes up. Here's a map and the directions from where you live.
Excellent. And we'll mention this throughout the morning, by the way, including after 10 o'clock. So people know that that's how they can reach you. It's the 34th Annual Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum Holiday show, and I'm grateful to Richard and to you, Bill, for bringing this to our attention. Dick always likes to let us know about things, as do you, and it should be fun for people to go and enjoy it. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just going to say, since you talked about Richard there, why he's one of our chief lighting experts, and he's been making lights for the steel mill and various other places. He lit the Glenwood Roundhouse on the inside and had to make sure all the wires were painted black so you couldn't see the, you know, and we couldn't pretend they were piping inside. So we had a, you know, but it's all these little things and little tiny, he solders the smallest little LEDs on stuff. Oh my gosh.
It's, you know, we need activities in which we can kind of lose ourselves, right? And what a great thing. I hope lots of folks come to see it this year. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And thank you, Larry. We'll see you.
Okay, thanks. That's Bill Humphrey from the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum, which is in Gibsonia. For more information, you can go to their website and learn all about it. That show's going to be up through January 15th, 2023.